Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So how are we feeling? Expecting any Friday news dumps today?
I'm not. No, they're all... I mean, today, yesterday was the day that it would have happened. Today, they're just kind of making their trip down to a game they're going to get destroyed in.
So the reason... Oh, okay, that was bleak.
What?
I'm not saying you're wrong, but that was bleak. I will tell you, 2 weeks ago, it was Myles Garrett saying, I'd like to know the plan or I might want out. Last week, it was Deshaun Watson's latest restructuring. So, I'm just saying, there seems to be some sort of... Oh, and by the way, the week before, Miles' trade thing was when he's like, he gave the endorsement of all endorsements, which is, as long as they're here, I want to be here. And then a week later, he said something that might run contrarian to that. But we got a three-week streak of Browns Friday news dumps.
I think Thursday was their Friday. That's why we got the Jeremy Fowler story. I think that's what that was.
Yeah, but the Deshaun thing was not... typical, like that was a, we don't want anyone talking about this, so we're going to bury it on 5 o'clock. So I think you might be underestimating the Browns' ability to make news when no one's talking.
I think what they want is, because remember, when you hear news and you hear things happening, and like Myles Garrett did not have this part planned. I'm not making that suggestion. But when you have like the Jeremy Fowler report, when you have everything with the Deshaun Watson restructuring, things only get out when they want them to get out, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's because they don't want you talking about the actual game. They want you talking about anything but the actual game because they're not competitive in these games. And so I think the Jeremy Fowler report yesterday did enough damage. I think that's it's enough things. Like when I'm doing the pregame tomorrow, I'll talk a lot about that, I would imagine. I'll talk a lot. I mean, what am I going to do? Am I going to spend 3 hours talking about Bailey Zappi and what the expectations are in a 18-point, now 20-point underdog game?
I think you should do it out of spite. Here's the funny thing.
I can't. I took preseason games more seriously than I'm going to take tomorrow's pregame.
I like the idea that the Browns are like, okay, Sundays and now Saturdays are so abhorrent, and we have such little look for that we're just gonna drop things on Friday so people talk about anything other than the game. By the way, they're so non-competitive, we're not talking about the games anyways. It would be galactic thinking if that's what you're doing, because like in reality,
we need something to talk about.
Do
right?
you think the Browns can be more competitive than the 21-point dogs? I think it was 20.5-point dogs the last time I checked. 20.5-point dogs that Vegas says they are. 216-474-0092. Doug, no. Mike, no. Derek, no. Okay, I guess that's a topic. I guess we'll have to get to a new topic.
Okay.
Right? Like the game is not...
I'm ready for a new topic.
Is this a noteworthy game in any way?
No.
Other than it's
well,
quarterback
Ravens,
number 40.
For the Ravens it is.
Yeah, but I don't think... I think Browns fans would love to get that win.
Like if you're a Baltimore fan, you're glued in. This is a massive game for you. Even as 20-point favorites, like you can't sleep on this game.
Well, no, I mean, they expect to win.
Of course
so they're
they
sleeping
do.
On the game because they expect to win by 3 touchdowns.
No, but they're actually like breaking down real things within their game and the construct of the game and trying to figure out...
how do we stop this Zappy guy?
Not necessarily, but they like every game they go into with a question of like, is it going to be a Lamar passing day? Is it going to be a Derrick Henry running game? What's the balance going to look like? And then they go through a million conversations.
That sounds awful.
No, it's football. It sounds like fun. It's football.
This is like trying to break down Ohio State versus NIU. Actually, no, it's not fair because NIU beat Notre Dame this year. It's like Ohio State versus Akron. Sorry, Akron. You took a stray there. I love you.
You also are thinking about Northern Illinois a lot because of Notre Dame.
Yeah. There's a lot going on in my cabeza today. But, no, I mean, this is like when we would try and bring up, like, hey, Ohio State Akron, what do we think? And I would make a logical pitch of, well, Akron's got a nice front four. They got a couple pieces here or there. I think they could maybe keep it within the spread. And everyone would just go, oh, that's nice. Like, that's how Baltimore should be treating this. This is as much of a, oh, that's nice, as a game can get in the NFL.
I'm not saying you're wrong. Again, 3 hours tomorrow, I got loaded up with guests because I don't know what else to talk about tomorrow.
But, hey, you know what? While we talk about how unimportant this game is, Myles Garrett, DPOY, let's get on board, everybody. I'm sorry, I'm just following the Browns' lead from yesterday.
I was going to say, this is not the vibe that you gave me in the pre-show, so I'm very confused right now.
Yeah, that's because I'm going to let you make the case, and then I'm just going to argue with you about that case.
I mean, it's not... Listen, the case I'm making here, and why this would actually be... I should point, this should actually be a bad thing for Browns fans, the idea that if he gets third, fourth, fifth, whatever it ends up being, and his FanDuel odds, we're just using FanDuel, right?
Yeah.
I think Myles Garrett is fifth right now, mm-hmm. as far as the DPOY is concerned. Patrick Surtain is number one. He's overtaken TJ Watt, who's number two. TJ Watt's numbers are worse than Myles Garrett's across the board, but the reason why TJ Watt's numbers are where they are and the DPOY consideration and why he's led for half the season is that the Steelers are a good football team and the Browns aren't. Mm-hmm. And so like, if I'm Myles Garrett, I should be looking at right now as if I'm winning back-to-back DPOY awards, but the reason why he's not is because the Browns are a three-win team. This is what I'm talking about and what Myles is talking about when he says he wants to be on a competitive football team. He is getting robbed of all-time achievements by being on this roster right now.
So in this way, the way you're kind of dealing with this, it's more important to win for Myles because of the personal accomplishments?
It's not more important to win for the personal accomplishments. It's more important to Myles that he gets both, that he wins and he gets the personal accomplishments. And the fact that he's being robbed from the personal accomplishments because we didn't have a competent quarterback and didn't have a good enough offense, yeah, that's enough of a reason for Myles.
I just can't.
In the big picture of things, why you lose Myles will be like this conversation right here, the DPOY and the lack of consideration that he's getting relative to the numbers that he's putting up, a near identical season from last year. That's tough. That's a tough pill to swallow.
You know, there's a part of me that the fear of losing Myles. I don't know. Maybe it's because 3 weeks ago, in fairness, the trade deadline cracked open the conversation. So that's the first time I ever really thought about it. And then 2 weeks ago, Myles put it out there himself. And I'm a little fatalistic about where the Browns are to some degree. So I guess if like the cost of Myles not winning the DPOY is why he won't be here in the future. I don't know. I just don't have the fear of loss as much anymore just because I've really started to be resigned to if you're going to build this thing right, you probably need to go the long route.
Okay, because that's a far change from where you were 6-7 weeks ago when you said you'd give up your fandom if they traded
him. Well, Myles opened up the door. It was speculation. It was because it wasn't out there as a report. It was speculation that, oh, Myles has got to be upset about. And so it didn't make any sense to me. Now that Myles has opened the door and that maybe his interest and the Browns' long-term interests don't align, I have to be more realistic about this. And I'll just be honest with you. I'll be happy if Myles were to have like a 5-sack day on Sunday and he catapults himself. The Browns still lose. But he catapults himself into the DPOY. I'll be happy for him. I'm not going to feel anything, though. I'm not going to feel some sort of civic pride. I'm not going to be like, man, what a year. No, they're still going to be a 3-win team. And it's impossible for me. One, this organization loves them some regular season awards so much so that we're now campaigning for them in broad daylight as they have the last 2 years.
Yeah, we got nothing else, and clearly Myles does care about this.
Yeah, but here's the thing: I just don't care. Like it does. Like last year meant something to me, and part of it was because you were winning. If you were winning and he had insane stats and it felt like it's time, like they have found a way to not give it to Myles so many times. And literally, Myles is kind of like LeBron. And by the way, you can say the same thing about Micah Parsons. You can say the same thing about TJ White. You can say it about five defenders that on any given year, you can give it to one of these five defenders and you would be justified in doing so.
Sure.
But last year you had 11 wins. The way that they won the 11 wins was incredibly impressive. And Myles had a ridiculous season.
Right,
so I was in on it. Now that it's the second one, all right, it's the second one and you would have had a losing season. I don't know how much I can care about
it. Okay, but whether this is the DPOY or whether it's league MVP, I mean, and you said it yourself, we can have four different guys that win this award any given season. The voters clearly take precedence on and put an importance on the idea that winning ball clubs have more say with who wins these actual awards. Like, mm-hmm. Joe Burrow should be winning league MVP this year. He's not going to win. He's going to lose to Lamar. He's going to lose to Josh Allen, either one of them, because they had a much better regular season. And the same thing's happening right now with DPOY with Myles Garrett. And Myles knows it, though.
I guess some of this is, I don't think there's a should. Like, because you use the word should when it comes to Joe Burrow. And I think, I think Sunday's pretty important for him because he's going against the Steelers. If you win that game and you get into the playoffs, there's a lot there, right? But, like, I don't think there's a should. Like, there's something that happened when TJ Watt threw a Titanic size meltdown last year because he didn't get the award. There's a guy who's won two already. And I thought, what an ass clown. Like, what a, because again, to me, it's not insulting of the fans, it's insulting of his other players. And it's okay to be privately disappointed, but the second that TJ Watt turned on the waterworks about losing what would have been his third DPOY because he thinks he's entitled to it, it really started to turn. Here's the other thing. I've watched Kevin Stefanski win two Coach of the Years, and I've watched people hold that up like the Holy Grail, and I've watched an average coach be slightly above average. So
that's different than Myles. Kevin Stefanski's not going into the Hall of Fame based off of two Coach of the Year awards. Myles, at the end of his career.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
The difference between winning one and two is massive. And how you're perceived among your own decade and your own peers is massive. Matching TJ Watt in that two category.
Why do I care about
matter.
That? Why do I, as a fan, care about
nobody,
that?
But it all matters for how Myles perceives everything. Like, if you're done with Myles, that's fine. You can be done with Myles.
I'm not done, but if that matters more to him.
The idea that he's going to get robbed of this DPOY because he's on the Browns and they only won three games matters in the big picture whether or not Myles decides to stay.
And I would retort to Myles, what role did you have in the failure? And again, I want to make it clear, like, we're doing this under the kind of working premise about how much this matters to Myles staying here, not just how much the award matters.
It's the only thing I think that really does matter in the big picture
but
conversation.
But I'll be honest with you. Like, I've heard, Myles is really mad at this guy on the offense, right? Myles doesn't like Baker Mayfield. All right, show me where you led the team to an 8-9 season in Baker's last season. Show me where you, with Deshaun, whether you did like him, didn't like him personally, I don't care. Show me what you did on 3-13. And again, I'm not trying to say, bleep Myles and I'm done with Myles, but I'm not going to campaign. Yes, TJ Watt's team won 10 games. That's probably all they're going to win. They're going to go to the playoffs. That should be a defining factor in it, even if TJ Watt is a little overrated. Micah Parsons, probably not going to win it this year in any way, because Micah Parsons is on a below 500 Dallas team. Here's the thing. I just can't be upset about it. And even when he wins, that'll be nice for Myles. It'll have nothing to do with my feelings in the state of the Browns, which at this point are what a bunch of dodos and what a waste of time this year was.
Okay. I mean, it's loud and clear. I got what you're saying. I just think this matters if you keep Myles or doesn't keep Myles, because this is going to be a big conversation for Myles.
And you might be right, but should that make us feel better?
We know how Myles thinks. Like, I can't change how we know who he is. He cares about these things.
But with that, like, does it make you feel better?
There's a reason why Stefanski, Bubba Ventrone, all these guys are going out there and speaking the way that they're speaking. It's because they know. Let's wear the T-shirt, Bubba. Yeah. I know.
That's a Bubba move right there. I'm going to wear the T-shirt of one of the best players who just said he might demand a trade.
They know he cares about this. They know he does. You know he cares about this. I know that you don't care about it at all. You made that abundantly clear, and that's fine, but Myles does. And if it's part of keeping Myles here is the idea that you're like, at the end of the season, we won three games and it cost you a DPOY, that's going to sting for somebody that cares about the individual awards.
It's a symbol to me. It is a symbol of focusing on anything but winning. It really is. And that's honestly why it annoyed me so much with TJ Watt. It's like, bro, you haven't won a playoff game since Obama was president. Maybe give a damn about that, right? And so there's just a part of it. And I'm not saying Miles is doing this. I don't want to accuse anybody in the organization of doing this. I'm going to couch this as much as I can. But it bugs me immensely that they keep saying things that allude to how crestfallen they are about this year, and then they campaign for regular season awards. No matter what the purpose is, they campaign for it as an organization. They put stock into that in terms of how we should feel about the job they've done instead of, I don't know, actual results. Then I realize that, this is about as cynical as it's going to get with me. But I just continue to hear an organization pound the drum on anything matters but the results, and the results have just not gotten it done last 4 years.
I think they're just looking at the big picture of it. Big picture of it. Can we make a big push for Myles Garrett? Can we show Myles that we're behind him?
But how's that different than the whole thing of we're going to do a Friday news dump to distract you from talking about this meaningless game?
Listen, it's not like they spent 30 minutes out here campaigning and they're sending you buttons in the mail for Myles. It was a 10-second clip from Kevin Stefanski.
And Bubba Ventrone. And Bubba Ventrone and Jim Schwartz and Myles Garrett.
Collectively, they spent, 30 seconds? A minute? Minute and a half?
Well, yeah.
You're acting like they did like a 20-minute diatribe on Myles Garrett's greatness.
Well, because they've been talking about it for multiple weeks.
It was enough to go ahead and tell Miles we care about what you care about, which clearly Miles cares about the DPOY.
You're a three-win team.
You're
it's a bad
team
look.
In a season that isn't going anywhere
the
and
table.
Is done.
You're pounding the table.
Pounding the table. They
for
like,
a regular season like, award.
How long was
and
that clip
three
from
Stefanski? And 13.
How long was the clip from Stefanski?
Stefanski
like
actually
seconds?
Talked about it like three or four times. He was asked three
it
or four questions
not,
about it.
Well, it was not
so
the
was,
majority
so
of anything.
So was Bubba Ventrone. So was Miles. Majority was press conference yesterday.
It was not.
A majority of Miles was. At least a majority,
yeah,
four of
Miles
the six answers we have.
Miles cares about it.
Yes, and I wish he cared about winning.
And they know he cares about it.
I wish he cared about winning as much as he did.
30 seconds of a press conference does not matter to them if it thinks that it's going to keep Miles here long term. At least give you an opportunity to keep him.
When at the end of the season, after hearing
you know
everyone.
How bad it would have gone if Stefanski didn't say a word about Miles Garrett, wanting the DPOY? Miles would take that wrong.
Yeah, and here's the thing. If you communicate like a real leader behind the scenes, it wouldn't be an issue.
No, but sometimes you do have to publicly campaign for your guys.
Oh, I just...
Yes, you do. And when you know the awards matter, you have to do these things.
You don't have to. No, winning organizations don't have to. Mike Tomlin didn't have to.
Every coach is talking about the DPOY guy and putting their guys up right now.
Is Mike Tomlin a campaigner for TJ
Harbaugh
Watt?
Harbaugh has talked about Lamar in recent weeks for the MVP. They're all doing this right now.
How much of Mike Tomlin's push, which I've never heard him say a damn word about TJ Watt winning a DPOY.
I'm sure I can find something on there. I'm sure I can.
216-474-0092. We got quick hits coming up. We got Mike Mayock, who's going to be on the call for Westwood One Browns Ravens tomorrow. That's at 3. Jason Pinkston, former Browns offensive lineman, coming up at 4. And we got Daryl Ryder coming up at 6. Should Myles Garrett get more consideration in the Defensive Player of the Year Award? And are you worried it might be another, let's say, mark against the Browns if he doesn't win it because of this losing season? More on that, including Myles' own words on the season he's having next on 92.3 The Fan.